that there is an apathy that can be overcome in the United States about a number of matters. At times I wonder if the U.S. is just about gone so far asleep we can't be woken. But miracles happen, and we shall always continue the struggle. We'll continue the struggle to the last moment. That's the duty of everyone. Stand by just a moment. The presidium of the Soviet Union, the Soviet people send greetings to the participants of the World Conference Against Racialism and Racial Discrimination. The class before your conference, said Leonid Brezhnev, chairman of the Communist Party, before your conference are close and understandable to the Soviet people. This is exactly 1 week after the birth of the Soviet state, the historic declaration of the rights of the peoples of the Soviet Union laid down as the fundamental principles of the nationalist policies, the nationalist policy, it's misprinting, of the Soviet system, the equality and the sovereignty of the people of Russia, national religious privileges and restrictions, and the free development of all the national minorities. Before equality, before the law, in the Soviet Union, the nationalities problem has been fully resolved. Equally, equality of citizens before the law, regardless of their nationality or race, has not only been proclaimed and laid down in the Constitution, but it is affirmed and guaranteed every day by the entire way of life of socialist society and the socialist political and economic system. As you remember, it's interesting to note that Muhammad Ali and his wife went to the Soviet Union, and a good friend who we're going to miss so much. Is it easy for a time? We hope it's only a short time. Dr. Mark Lane said, someone challenged Mr. Muhammad Ali on the television about him being taken in. And he said, oh, you mean all those millions of children that were well-dressed and well-fed and all taken care of so beautifully? Were all just done for me, little old me? Muhammad Ali made a big joke out of it, even though he's being harassed by, as you understand, tax investigators. Also, we're interested to know that Francis Johnson is going to go back to assist in getting help so we can develop this community to its fullest, and then have the people here that need to be here, and worries over with. She's discussing some very complex plans with our faithful Leona, who has worked all through the years. And it's interesting to you also to know that they're going to try to get both Dick Gogo and Muhammad Ali to visit here. If it's possible, that would be one of the most splendid things I think that could happen to you children. But at least we like to dream, and we have to hope. We never would have dreamed that we have been fortunate enough to have such a wonderful man as Dr. Mark Lane, nor as Dr. Van Thien. But we did. We had them. Good things have happened to us. We kept our joy and kept dancing and kept singing when we were all alone. And we can't imagine how much friendship is extended to us last night. The friendship, taking into consideration the pressures upon us, the lawyer offered us a staff of people at a price unimaginable. A price, unfortunately, that others have wanted more in a month when we were strapped to the bone. And some of us, like yourself, wouldn't even put our committed medicine to try to make things meet. So we are so and other are solidarity with him, and they'll go with him to the wall. And everyone knows about Jim Jones. He may not have much looks, and he may not be too bad, but he's about as loyal a soul as ever walked on the planet. That is enough of the news for the day. I don't think there's anything else of any mass nature that I should take a little easy, so I am. Now, that you'd also know that my blood pressure has been down 1/3 since my good friend has been here. 1/3. It says something, I would say. And the very good folks say that when you see hope and build and see promise to the people you love, because I live just to the people. That's the last of my existence. You. I've lost myself in you. You're far more beautiful to live for than anything monetary or of a materialistic nature. I am certainly the most fortunate person of all to be able to live for so many beautiful people. Sure, I get tired, it gets rough, but I'm glad that I can be around as long as I'm needed. And when I'm not needed, won't bother me at all to take a step to that great beyond. Thank you so much. Much love. And be sure, give my love to Comrade Mark Lane. And all of you, show him from the depths of your heart how warm, how deeply, deeply heartfelt our appreciation is to him.
News. Attention. Attention. Are we on? Lighter news for those that may remember Charles Boyer, famous French actress, secretly planned his own death. In the greatest performance of his life, Charles Boyer struggled desperately to keep his wife from learning that she was dying, while he secretly planned to take his own life as soon as she passed away. He even made elaborate plans with her doctor and friends to hide the terrible truth from her, and he kept a brave smile while her horrible fate tore him apart. Then, on August 28th, just 2 days after his beloved wife Patricia died, at the age of 67, as he clutched her hand, Boyer wrote the final act of their great love story by committing suicide. Without his wife, life was not worth living for him, confided close friend Marjorie Everett, in whose house the couple lived for the last few months. The final role for the great screen lover began just last March, when Boyer was told that his wife of 44 years had incurable colon and liver cancer, and she was sent home from the hospital to die. Mrs. Boyer's surgeon in Scottsdale, Arizona, who asked to be named by the magazine Times, Miss Boyer put up a very brave front for Pat when it was quite obvious that deep, deep inside his spirit and will to live were dying along with her. Secretly, he planned his own end. Looking back, there was indications everywhere that he was planning to take his own life. When the doctors gave Boyer the grim news of her impending death, the doctor firmly replied, "She's not to know anything about it." That's a philosophy we find very helpful here too, because it's brought so many, many healings to us. Mind is a powerful, powerful phenomena. The Soviet Union spends approximately $3 million a day on the study of the paranormal, so you can realize how important it is to have faith and keep optimism and keep looking to the future to build societies that are liberated, where egalitarianism is the rule and not the exception. Anyway, recalled the surgeon, "I lied, saying the tumor was not malignant, and we've got it all." Patricia's health began to get better for a while. but Boyer and the doctor convinced her she was suffering from hepatitis. And in May, when a loving Boyer wanted to take his failing wife to a trip to their apartment in Geneva, Switzerland, he and the surgeon came up with another elaborate deception. The surgeon wrote a letter to Pat's Swiss doctor saying that the tumor was not malignant, and Boyer showed this letter to Pat. Another letter for the same doctor, but by the same doctor, was written stating Mrs. Boyer's true condition. In the final tragic months of Patricia's life, Boyer provided a companionship that is seldom seen in capitalism, and certainly it is a classic example of fame, great wealth, handsome man, but the alienation of age in USA is terrible. The man had nothing at all. There was nothing left for him when he lost his wife. He preferred death than to all his millions could buy, because people don't count in the United States. They're just dollars and cents figures. And this is the sadness and the tragedy. We happen to read about a celebrated millionaire, but how many poor people? And if a celebrated millionaire can want to commit suicide the moment his wife goes, how many people who are impoverished, who can barely feed their families, feel the same way? Charles never left her side. He was with her constantly, sleeping as little as 3 hours and 24. Confided their close friend and personal physician, Donald K. Buffmeyer. The people who came to see her, her friends, were instructed by Charles not to discuss her condition with her. He just wanted her days to be as peaceful and calm as possible, without worry. Close friend Marjorie Everett disclosed Charles spent long hours at her bedside holding her hand, and when she felt well enough, he played gin with her as she lay in bed. In a desperate effort to raise his dying wife's spirits, Boyer bought her at least 6 different types of coats, according to Everett. But in the pre-dawn hours of August 26, as the actor held her hand, Patricia passed away at 9 a.m. in Everett's Scottsdale, Arizona home. Paralyzed by grief, Boyer did not attend his wife's funeral, and just 2 days after her death, he took a fatal dose of barbiturates, as he had always planned to do. Said Mrs. Boyer's surgeon, "He was an actor right to the very end. He wrote the script, produced and directed it, and in fact arranged for both of them to die with dignity." It's amazing that they even print how empty American life is. Of course, it's not an American, it's a British paper. But it is amazing that any of these stories are let out to capture society, or perhaps people are so lacking in literacy, they don't realize just how empty life is, because a lot of people, without socialism, without other people that love you and that you need and that need you, when we look around, we think of how many children need you, how many people are helped by each one, and how important you are to so many people, and then how important we are to the whole world struggle. We have so much to live for that we don't die based on just one person's passing. But it's amazing that more Americans, with the emptiness of the material life, don't follow suit with this famous actor, Charles Boyer. Stand by. Be helpful to millions of people across the world. More relaxed and peace with the world, say 2 experts. 1 out of every 4 American men, women, and children is a victim of minor calcium deficiency, which can lead to headaches, dizziness, irritability, or sleep warns Dr. W.N. Ringsdorf, Jr., co-author of the bestseller, Psychodietetics. Why nervousness, irritability, and other such nervous disorders can result from muscle tension, which can result from calcium deficiency. And of course, the writer said, many immediately, when reading the article, will bring all their psychosomatic and imaginary diseases to mind, or their imaginary complaints to mind. But it's a rather interesting article. But taking calcium can replace certain drugs, such as tranquilizers, aspirin, and sleeping pills, declared Dr. Ringsdorf, associate professor in the Department of Oral Medicine at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. If you feel down, at odds with the world, take a calcium pill instead of drugs or tranquilizers, he said. It will make you feel just as contented and happy. Calcium deficiency can indeed cause problems, agreed Dr. Richard Humer of Westlake Village, California. Many Americans may suffer from problems associated with minor calcium deficiencies, irritability, sometimes insomnia, the inability to relax, grumpiness. All of these can be caused by minor calcium deficiencies, Dr. Humer said. The average American diet is too high in phosphorus and too low in calcium, elements which should be balanced on a one-to-one basis, he explained. The current American diet has an average rate of calcium to phosphorus of 1 to 4. He said the results from a low intake of milk and a high intake of foods high in the phosphorus and low in calcium, such as the meat, grains, carbonated, soft drinks. To find out if you're deficient in calcium, simply calculate your daily calcium intake from tables available at health food stores and bookstores. We'll get such a table so that you can judge yours. You should be taking in about 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. That can be done by a lot of crushed bones. That's the way it's suggested here, and of the bones of all sorts of animals. Well, that's what it takes to get strength. Person should look into the matter. You should be taking in about 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day, Dr. Ringsdorf explained. You can help balance your calcium-phosphorus ratio by taking calcium either in a tablet or in foods high in calcium, such as greens, broccoli, all the leafy green vegetables, and dairy products. But commonly thought that dairy products is the highest, it is not the highest in calcium. So we always like to read these health news and copy our experiment in our herbal kitchen and chem lab to see if there isn't something of merit for us. Because one thing we want is the highest standard of living. We certainly have the highest standard of caring, but we want to develop a high standard of living, because many of our people have suffered a long, long time, it seems. Sometimes it seems that this wonderful happening to us, this marvelous experience of having Mark to come and visit us, is just too good to be true, because for so long, all we could hear were the liars tearing at us like wolves would tear at a sheep. And there was nothing, not a thing we could do, it seemed, because even our newspaper friend, the reporters that knew what we were, that knew what kind of people that we were, the publisher even, said, no, I couldn't touch it. If I did, I'd be fired. But now we have a brave man who's going to touch it, and he's going to touch it wherever it leads. And you can know now that you've got reason to have more hope than you ever had. So look up and be very thankful for our good friend who has come through to assist us so extensively. Comrade, he has been so precious to us that I'm at a loss for words. But we say again, we salute you, Comrade Mark Lane. and give our salute also to your assistant, your investigator, Don Freed. Greetings, and I'll try to get a little rest. And I have more peace in my mind before my rest than I've had in years. And that's the God's truth. Thank you. And much, much love to all of you. Let's work and try to build things up to show our appreciation. Give some of those that are in our list, the 160, a chance to have freedom. Some of those letters have tears on them. Tears. You can hardly read the print. Begging for an opportunity. Some said they would work 20 hours a day. We, of course, have to tell them that we must take people in line. It ought to be surely in our heart, the desire to do as the ladies are over there with the dolls, make everything we can. So, because Guyana is open, absolutely the only nation left that's open to real colonization, because they have fewer inhabitants than they do fertile ground. It's a perfect place to settle. And it's so vital that we show our love for others in the struggle, that we always have this place. If anyone gets in difficulty in the struggle, there's no extradition. They can't be sent back, so that we have this haven for them. So let us all show our love, our gratitude, our appreciation by work. Thank you very much.